I'm wearing my good boy Jamboree t-shirt today.
I absolutely love that.
How good is it? They don't look half their faces.
But the thing is, they don't look half as menacing as the actual country bears do.
Look at this one, though.
Oh my god, I love it. It's a really cute shirt.
It's
good, right? I would really wear that. Like, I like the design a lot.
It's really good.
I really enjoy that.
And it's a nice, quality.
Yeah,
too.
I like that a lot.
So, if anybody wants one, they can buy it from the Podcast Little Ride merch store.
Hit you in the face.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. I gotta go look at that, because I'm not usually, looking at podcast merch. I don't know.
Oh, I do
I'm
it
weirdo.
All the time.
I mean,
my sister and I are, big contributors to podcast merch.
I mean, I have, I think, two podcasts that I listen to their merch. I have, Last Podcast on the Left. Oh, wait, no, three. I have My Favorite Murder one, too. Mm-hmm. But also another story podcast that I listen to is called Tannis. And I have their it's not, merch. It's more so, one of their slogans, I guess. So, I don't know. It doesn't say, Tannis on it. It just says,
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah.
This doesn't say Podcast the Ride. It says Good Boy Jamboree, which nobody will understand what it means.
Podcast the Rides.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I know. But it's not them and podcast, giant
exactly.
letters. Yeah,
because, I bought a shirt from... the Natch Butte merch store for Natalie for Christmas that says over 30 niche influencer on it, which is
that's perfect.
Something that she refers to herself as.
I'm just adjusting myself, so don't mind me. Okay, there we go. You never need to just sit cross-legged.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, I'm just gonna scoot my boot in there.
Scoot my boot.
All right, well,
boot scoot.
Did you watch WandaVision?
Of course.
Okay, first of all. I that wasn't an hour long.
No, none of these last few ones
what
were.
The
that was
hell
a lie.
Was that? Number one. Number
That's,
two.
Did you see all those memes? I was like, Agatha did it. She mm-hmm. spread the rumor that yeah. there was going to be hour long episodes.
Exactly. And then I thought there was going to be more. I thought there was three more episodes.
Was going to be one more other than this one.
Okay, yeah, that's what I meant. Three more from the time that we had originally heard, there's going to be the last three episodes are going to be an hour long.
Right.
I'm mad.
I know, me too.
That makes me upset.
And it was referred to on the listing as series finale.
Yes.
So
it's totally...
It's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's just going to segue into the next Marvel movies and TV shows. And I'm sure we'll see the characters again. The way they ended it... You know, they kind of ended it with three separate characters.
Exactly.
So it felt like they were setting up three new branched off properties.
I know
there's a Doctor Strange movie that's coming out.
If you watch the second end scene in the credits, mm-hmm. that's what it's correlating to, I think.
Yes, I think so too.
And then I saw something that, Monica, mm-hmm. she's going to be going up. There
yes.
with Nick Fury.
Which would be really cool.
That would
too.
Be really, really cool. So, I mean, I'm excited for that. And if I could see more Wanda, I'm cool with it.
I love Wanda.
I do.
And I want more.
I do too.
I want a Scarlet Witch movie.
I feel like they would have to now.
I know.
At this point, since WandaVision was so successful, I feel like people would really like that a lot.
And now she's full on Scarlet Witch with the costume and everything. I feel like.
That could be a big costume this year.
That's exactly what I said to John as soon
Did
as we
really?
Saw her come out in the costume. I was John, I'd like to present to you the costume of Halloween 2021.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that you wanted to do that for Halloween and then have John dress up as Vision.
He would never.
I know.
I could get him to wear
cool.
a Vision t-shirt.
There you
like
go.
Like the time I was Katy Perry and got him to wear a Left Shark t-shirt. I could do that much.
That would be so cute, though. I love that.
I don't know. I didn't even dress up for Halloween in the last couple years.
I mean, you did dress up this Halloween. You dressed up fancy, though.
Oh, well, yeah. That's totally...
different.
I wish somebody else would have a wedding.
I was a bride for Halloween
Maybe
this year.
Maybe my sister will get married on Halloween.
That would be
By
so
the time
cool.
this airs, she'll already know.
Wait.
So I'm going to say it on air. Oh, wait, no, we're on Twitch. I can't. We're live.
She's
Shit.
Not watching it. Don't you worry.
Who's watching?
No, probably Greg.
Whoever's watching knows before my sister.
Now, let me ask you, is that confirmed? That was confirmed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you never told me.
I'm taking her... out tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
between the hours of 11 and 1. Uh-huh. While things are going to occur.
Oh my god, you have to tell me all about that.
I can't wait.
That's so exciting.
I don't have faith in myself at all.
Oh, I do.
That I'm going to be able to keep my mouth shut.
I have tons of faith in you.
I am so the kind of person, though, that's like, I got a secret.
I know, but you're like, even for, like the My Bachelorette stuff, like, there was things that I didn't know about that you weren't, like, at hinting at or anything it's like true. That. So, like, I think you gotta give yourself more credit.
That's true. I did keep a lot of the stuff a secret that, like, Caitlin worked on and everything.
Exactly.
It's just gonna be hard.
Yeah, that I understand, but it's an exciting thing, and I feel like it'll be over before you know it, so you don't have to worry about keeping it a secret for very long.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. I just have to keep it a secret for the few hours that I'm with her tomorrow.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
We're going to go to Somerville, go to, like, the antique stores.
Ooh.
And then I found this website called estatesales.net where you can find estate sales in your area. So we're going to look and see if there's any good ones around.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I feel like it's perfect because she and I have been talking about wanting to go antiquing for a while, so it felt natural. It didn't feel like
forced.
It didn't feel like a planned thing, like I had to take her out.
Exactly.
And it's perfect because she doesn't have a car,
exactly.
So I have to drive her, so she can't go home
Until I say so.
So it works out nicely.
That's cute, though. I think that'll be a fun day. I can't wait to see. I hope like, he records it, so because I love watching people's proposals.
Yeah. I don't know that he will, but maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah, and it's exciting because, like, it's at their new house that they just bought together, and, like,
yeah,
she's so
special.
Excited about the house and, like,
that house is so cool. Every time I used to pass it on my way to work when I worked over there, I was like, damn, that's such a cool house.
Yeah.
So cool. It's got such charm to it, you know
what I mean? Yeah, it's so charming.
Yeah.
It's so cool on the inside.
Exactly. It fits them perfectly.
It does.
It really
does. It's, like, quirky but cute.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
I do, too.
Yeah, so happy for her.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, I guess
you guys are privy to important information.
Yeah, I know. You get to know what's going on in people's lives before they even know. So I guess we can kind of hop right into today's topic if you want. I mean, unless you want to talk more about WandaVision, because I could do that all day.
I know.
I want to know where Vision went, like the white Vision.
Oh, yeah. I think that we're definitely going to see him again.
Yeah.
Because our Vision gave him his memories
exactly.
of his life. So basically that is Vision now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's a real, like, he didn't get wiped away once, you know, Westview came down. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah. That's definitely not the last we're seeing of Vision.
Yeah. I can't wait. I love Vision.
Me too.
They're so cute together.
I know.
I get so
I just wanted them to have a happy ending.
I know. I did too, but
I mean, I knew that obviously they couldn't sustain Westview like that.
No. I always, every time someone says Westview, I think Westfield.
Yeah. Well, it is in New Jersey.
I know. That's why I was like, maybe it was kind of modeled off of that.
Except that, like, before Wanda took over, Westview was like a desolate wasteland, basically, which Westfield is definitely not.
No. I mean, it's probably going to be one day.
Maybe.
I thought Rosie opened the door.
Recording.
Yeah,
we're being interrupted. Excuse me one second.
Yeah. Go ahead. Bye. What?
You should do something.
No, come on. Goodbye. Jesus Christ. You have a special
maybe I'll
guest
cut that
on
out.
The podcast.
Maybe I won't. I'm
nah,
not sure.
That's lovely to keep in there.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so let me pull up my notes for
I just wanted to say before we started that it's funny that we chose this topic this week because this week's episode of Podcast The Ride was Six Flags related as
well. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was called, Batman The Rides. So they talked about all the Batman rides in all the Six Flags.
Oh, that's really cool.
And they mentioned Great Adventure multiple times because Jason is from New Jersey, so that was, like, his home park as a kid.
Yeah.
So.
Gosh, the Batman rides there suck.
Oh my god,
they make
I know.
Me nauseous
that's what
as
they
hell.
Talk. They were talking about the one that closed in 2007, the Batman and Robin ride.
Yeah,
and how that was the most painful ride that's ever existed.
I refuse to go on it.
And then they mentioned the Green Lantern too. As
that
being
one
painful.
Is that one is so horrible too.
So
it was
bad.
Something else before it was the Green Lantern. It was like
I don't remember.
Something. I think the Scream Machine or something like that. And literally, I kid you not, when you're on that ride, your head just bounces back and forth.
That's exactly what John and I always say. Like,
I hate
just
it.
Bounce.
I hate it. It's
so
absolutely
bad.
the worst ride.
Garbage ride. Most of the Batman rides that they were talking about were bad.
I don't hate the Dark Knight ride.
No, they actually said that they liked that one. I forget what else they said, but apparently there were also all these talks with Universal back in the day before Islands of Adventure opened that they were trying to get the rights to some Warner Brothers content, including DC stuff. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to put a Batman ride in.
Oh,
that was like part of the plan.
Okay.
But obviously that didn't happen, and then Marvel came in instead. But
oh well,
that would have been cool.
That stinks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah. So if you haven't already guessed, we're not necessarily going to be talking about all of the Six Flags. We're just going to be talking specifically about
one flag.
One of the six. No, one Six Flags in particular, which is Six Flags Great Adventure here in New Jersey, where we
live. New Jersey.
Good old Jackson.
There's nothing else there.
No, and there's nothing good about it.
Basically the Orlando of New Jersey.
Yeah. I would say that's a good...
It's trash, except for the theme park.
Yeah. Yeah, we're probably going to piss off a few people with that statement.
Why?
I know people who live in Jackson.
What do they think of it? Do they think it's a glorious wonderland filled with love and beauty?
I've actually never asked. I didn't bother to ask, so I wouldn't know.
I'm more sorry to the people from Orlando,
I guess,
for that comparison.
Kissimmee, that's that area is scary.
Yeah, I would never want to live there.
Not fun.
I just want to live on property.
Exactly. What's that town in Disney, like that town that you can live in?
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know. I can't think of it right now.
I can't think of it either, but it's
but
Disney town.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so let's talk. We're going to be talking about the deaths that occurred at Six Flags Great Adventure.
The many, many, many.
Well, honestly, I don't think that there was.
There was more than at Action Park.
I was gonna say there is a few more than at Action Park.
Yeah, all within like a 10-15 year span.
Yeah,
too.
But a couple of things I want to point out right at the top, and please tell me that the reason why I want to point this out now is so you can tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But remember how we were talking about, like, that scalping thing?
Yeah.
That didn't happen here.
I know. No, but I think that it was just an urban legend.
And the decapitation?
That's what I kind of always thought anyway, that it was just an urban legend.
Well, no, it did happen. It just happened at...
Great America.
Yeah, so a different one. And then the decapitation one happened at Six Flags Over Georgia, I think.
Yeah.
So... I was just like, oh, man, I was excited to read about
legends.
That. Yeah, I mean, guess people get confused. They didn't realize that there's multiple Six Flags.
When you scroll through the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Every single Six Flags in the country has a lot
of death.
Of death and injury.
Which makes me even more worried to go there now as an adult, knowing all that kind of stuff.
Again, most of it happens like... In the 80s. Late 70s, 80s.
Yeah. And a couple of the deaths, especially the most recent deaths, they were not, they did not happen due to a ride.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a worker, an accidental death. But we're still going to cover those because they definitely still need to be talked about.
I have a few non-ride related deaths that I feel like are very integral to the story because it's New Jersey and it's just ridiculous that these things would happen at a theme park.
Yes, I have a few also non-deaths. I have just a few injuries that I just thought were funny. Not all of them, just a couple. But a couple of injuries that I was just like, what the fuck?
Yes, completely ridiculous.
Oh, God. All right, so let's hop into it. I personally would love to start. I'm not going to start in a chronological form, like order, because I could care less about the dates and who came first or what came first. I just want to talk about the topic itself. So I want to talk about the one that I'm most excited to talk about.
Excited?
Not excited, but you know what I mean.
The castle?
Yeah, the haunted castle. So
I was going to... do it the opposite and save that for the last, but that's fine. Let's start with it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm into it now. Let's do it.
I convinced
you. I have a picture of it burning.
I wish they brought like something like that back now. Like, I wish they had that again. I wonder where it was. Do you know where exactly?
I don't know.
I could not tell in the park where it was.
I don't know.
I want to go and stand there. You know, like, maybe it was Houdini, that Houdini house is.
I love that ride.
Me too.
It's so cool.
It sometimes makes me nauseous.
It's not fun, but it's cool.
It gets me nauseous.
Yes, it makes me nauseous too, but it's just such a,
it is
unique,
very cool. It's an optical illusion, the whole ride.
It, like, feels more like a Universal Disney kind of thing.
Yes, because
like,
there's a pre-show.
The theming.
I just go on it for the fucking pre-show.
Me too, yeah.
The pre-show itself is fun
as
heck.
And just, like, to look around and see all the details.
Exactly.
You know, it's just... so cool.
I agree.
Anyway.
So we're not talking about...
This has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that. okay, so I'm just going to read straight from my phone because I have it all written down here in a nice little Google Doc. Oh, and all of my sources are Wikipedia.
Most of mine are... Well, I have some from app.com.
Okay.
It was an article written by somebody from the Asbury Park Press.
Oh, cool.
I'm trying to find their name. Give them... credit, but I can't find it. Sorry. I'll try to find his name and give him credit at some point, but
that's fine.
So I have that, and then I have some Wikipedia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Basically, on May 11th, 1984, 8 mm-hmm. teenage visitors were trapped in the Haunted Castle attraction, which was a haunted, like, walkthrough. Or is it like a haunted, like, you go in a cart, right?
I don't know.
I thought it was you went in a cart, but I couldn't find a lot of information on it.
I don't think so. I think that it was
that you walk through. Okay. So, basically, they died when the castle was destroyed by the fire. They were stuck inside the castle. And so, one thing that I heard from Chris Gethard's podcast mm-hmm. was the fact that when the people, they were coming to take the bodies out, mm-hmm. since there was... I don't know if they were animatronics, mannequins, whatever. They couldn't differentiate the dead bodies from the mannequins / animatronics. So they had to color code the body bags to decipher yeah. what was a human being and what was...
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And the worst part is that when they first cleared the fire, they announced that everyone survived mm-hmm. that was in there.
They didn't know for hours later.
And then they found them when they were, like, going back through the rubble.
Yeah. Oh, it's so scary. Could
and the
you
fire
think about
was
that?
Caused. Did yeah. you read about how it was caused?
Mm-hmm.
A 14-year-old boy, I think, walked in there with a lit match to be able to see.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck were you thinking? Like, how long was that going to be lit
Could
for?
You imagine being... Well, yeah, that too. But could you imagine being that person?
And that, yeah, and they said that, you know, he's never been publicly identified, but obviously, like, the police know who he was.
Exactly.
He, like, ran into a foam wall, and then he tried to put the fire out, and he couldn't, so he just left.
Oh, my God. Well, and then also,
and now
I mean,
that's
like,
the reason for, and then not, he wasn't held responsible, I guess, I mean, he was a kid.
No.
But the state of New Jersey, I think, filed a lawsuit against the Six Flags Corporation.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because there was repeated warnings that mm-hmm. by safety consultants that they pretty much just ignored. They wanted them yeah. to install sprinklers and more smoke alarms,
right.
and Six Flags just kind of ignored
it.
Yeah. yeah. So they denied any culpability due to what happened.
And they won the suit.
Yeah.
Six Flags was not held responsible.
I know. Isn't that really, like, oh, wait, hold on. Let's... Hmm.
What?
So, they also say that a light bulb burned out in one of the... Oh, because... And that's why the kid... Okay, so that's why the kid had lit his way, because a light bulb had burned out. But how the hell did he... I don't know. I'm not even gonna
It was the 80s.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna...
He probably had those Strike Anywhere matches
exactly.
he used to make.
Exactly.
He probably had them in his pocket.
Oh, my God. I just couldn't... I just can't imagine, like, how they could get away with that. Especially for the fact that if they had, like, yes, this kid accidentally lit something on fire. However, you as a park are supposed to have safety precautions as a backup just in case something like that does happen.
Yeah.
So the fact that you neglected to put sprinklers or smoke detectors in your attraction was technically what caused the death.
If there
were
sprinklers,
people.
The fire would have been contained, like, immediately.
Exactly.
You know, like,
exactly.
it wouldn't have.
They would have been notified of that there was smoke and a fire because the alarms would have been going off.
Right.
They would probably find an easier way to evacuate and know what was going on.
And just the idea that
you're dying,
eight teenagers in a fire. Were trapped in a haunted castle as it was burning down.
Right?
Isn't and they all died of asphyxiation.
Isn't that terrifying to think of?
Yeah.
Like, that's your last memory. I know.
It makes me want to cry so much. Like, it's so sad.
I always, like, I do this weird thing where I always put myself in people's, like, shoes. Yeah. And I just kind of try to put myself in that position of, like...
Well, it happened in New Jersey at a Six Flags park that we've both been to many times.
Exactly.
Like, if we were born...
Earlier.
20 years earlier or so, it could have happened to us.
Exactly. It's just freaky to think about, like, you walk around there, like, not knowing what actually had happened on those grounds. Isn't that... Oh, it makes me... Ugh. I know. I don't know why.
It's terrible.
I get, like... Oh, God. It gives me the chills thinking about that. All right. So, the next one that I have, which I think was a really important one... is the lightning loops.
Mm-hmm.
So on June 17th, 1987, a 19-year-old woman was killed from falling from the lightning loops roller coaster. So basically, the investigation concluded that the ride itself was operating properly, but the ride operator started the ride without checking all of the passengers to see if they were securely fastened by their safety harnesses. They further concluded that the accident would have not occurred if proper procedures had been followed. The park was found to be in violation of the Carnival/Amusement Ride Safety Act and was subsequently charged with the maximum state fine of
$1,000. $1,000.
That's someone's life cost them.
Exactly.
$1,000. Like, that is... And, I mean, we've talked about this before, like, when, we talked about the deaths at Disney. Remember we were talking about, like, there was fines and stuff like that. And there was such minimal fining. It was just like, are you serious?
That's why they continue to be neglectful and things continue to happen.
Exactly, because what's $1,000 to them? All of these companies, like, what's $1,000 to them? It's freaking pennies.
And they've been pretty good at controlling the narrative. And it's not really that widely... like, known, a lot of these deaths.
Exactly.
Because they've been able to keep it under wraps.
Exactly.
So well.
I mean,
so they really don't pay in any way.
I do know that my mom's generation, they specifically, like, they know a lot about these deaths because they were around.
In the 80s.
But as it gets older, it's, like, stuff that's not really perpetuated or, like, really thought about because it was, like, I feel like the blame was kind of taken off of Six Flags, and I feel like if it was still on them, or sorry, Great Adventure.
We're being told that they can't hear us.
Oh. You can't hear me? Hold on.
Doesn't that mean that it's going?
Yeah.
Is your sound on? They can't hear us.
Let me see. Hold on. Do-do-do. Can you hear me now? Let me try and pull it closer.
That shouldn't matter. There we go.
How about now? You be good?
Well,
we can keep talking.
Listeners can hear.
That's fine. That's all that really matters, honestly.
So, on that note, another death that happened in that same year, not due to a ride malfunction, but, and this is the second time on an Easter that this happened. Patrons were assaulted.
Yes.
Parkgoers were stabbed.
And gunshots.
And shot. Shots. Yes. And this is maybe the fourth time that there was a stabbing in the parks this year that it happened. So this is why they put metal detectors in. So all of us kids from the 90s and early 2000s that went always knowing there to be metal detectors there.
I just don't get it.
That's why.
Yeah, I don't understand.
About 10 years before I went for the first time, somebody was stabbed to death and shot to death.
And I mean, I guess maybe it's just something that we, it's something that we are used to because all the parks that we generally go to are always like... metal detector, like, safety precautions before going in. But I guess that was a new thing in the 80s. Like,
yep.
It's
definitely something that mostly started after 9/11.
Mm-hmm, true.
Most places put them in after 9/11.
That is very true. I didn't think about that, actually.
But Six Flags did it before that because of all their stabbing incidents.
Yeah. I can't even...
Angry people from New Jersey with alcohol and theme parks and they're stabbing.
Did you find out why... did you find out why there was the stabbings or why there was the shootings? Like, did anything... Did they say why?
I don't know. Crazy people? Murdering people? I don't know. There was no additional information about it.
Because, like, you know, could say, like, oh, because of, you know, I don't know, let's say they were angry. Like, remember
that? I'm sure that's why.
Well, no, remember, like.
They were definitely angry.
No, I mean, like, angry, I was going to say angry at, like, someone that worked at the park. Like, remember at Epcot, the person who came in and with the gun?
And held people hostage.
Exactly, and then killed himself afterwards because it was, like, his ex-girlfriend or something worked there.
I don't think it had anything to do with people working there. I think it.
I couldn't find.
The people who were killed were probably targeted for
whatever
reason.
That's the other thing that I don't get, is the fact that a lot of these things, like, if you try to look them up, you don't get a lot of information out of
it. I also don't have a lot of time to, like, sit there and research all of these.
No, but I mean, so, like, I'm
serious. I didn't really try.
I did, and I you really can't find a lot of information.
Because they're really good at driving the narrative and keeping things quiet.
Even with, like, the press and everything like
that's
that.
That's what I'm,
like,
saying. They control it.
I just don't understand how that's even feasible. Like, how can you control everyone in order for you to not get that information out?
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's just really crazy.
I agree.
Okay. Okay. So, that was a nice, lovely break.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, back to the lightning loops person real quick. I want to just make a note that something still, that's still stuff, like, not checking of the harnesses and whatnot, it still happens to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember vividly, it didn't specifically happen to me, but I'm always terrified it's going to happen to me because of this story.
Yeah.
My friend Heather, she specifically told me, like, right before we were getting on to go on Bizarro, I think it was, that when she went on that ride a few years ago, she, like, when the ride started to move, she could feel that her harness wasn't, like, locked in, and so it was like, I'm pretending my shirt is the harness, I'm gonna go sideways. So the harness was like this, and as she was going up the hill, you know how sometimes there's the force where you can pull it, and she had to pull it and hear it lock and click, and I'm just like, you're telling me this as we're going?
She could have died
on this ride right now.
If she hadn't been able to get that close.
Exactly.
She would be dead.
That
right
is
now.
Like my biggest fear. Like whenever I'm going up a lift hill on any roller coaster, I am consistently, if it's over the head harness or on like a lap bar kind of thing, I'm like sucking in and pushing really, really hard so I can get it as tight as possible. I don't care if it's uncomfortable. At least I know it's secure.
Yeah.
But like that is one of my biggest freaking fears. And like that's the thing. Like, do you go on roller coasters a lot? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. I mean, like the big flipping ones.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
100%. Yeah.
Do you ever just like picture yourself when you're going through a loop, just like falling out?
No, you can't think about those things. Okay, well, or you'll never go on them.
I mean, I still do.
I definitely have gotten nervous that it won't like lock before, but when you're on it, I'm not thinking about that as I'm.
That's all
going
I can think
loops.
About while I'm on it.
Then well, how do you even have fun if you're just worried about dying the whole time?
I mean. Exactly. I think
maybe
that
the death worry is part of the fun for you.
No, it's definitely not fun. But I just like it literally as an adult, becoming an adult, that's all I can think about now whenever I'm on rides, like roller coasters.
Maybe you just have more of a will to live than I do. I don't. So if
I
fall,
think
I fall.
I don't think I have like a will to live. I think it's more just like
I don't think I have a will to live.
It's like I'm just very it's just like I'm very, I'm very aware of my mortality at that moment.
Yeah.
And I just am like, fuck, I don't want to go through any pain.
Like, I feel like I'm not, like, I'm the opposite, and that's why I love theme parks so much, is that, like, it helps me to put aside my worries and fears, like, and I just focus on the fun.
I just look at the height and I'm like, that would hurt if I fell from that.
Well, that's why I won't go on rides like Dr. Doom's Fearfall and stuff like that. Like, I don't want to go on a ride that's just, there's nothing around you. You just go really high.
And then you just
and
drop
then
down.
And then drop, you know, like with Tower of Terror, it's different because you're inside and you can't really see.
Yeah.
But like, just looking up at that, like, I don't know how scared I'd be if I was actually on it, but just looking up at it, I'm like, no, why would I go on that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go on the Hulk roller coaster instead.
Thinking about it is literally giving me the chills.
I definitely get nervous, like, on slow climbs up. I think we've talked about this before, like, on nitro or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I get nervous as I go up and approach, but then once, like, the speed kicks in, it's like all my fears are out the door.
I think nitro...
Which is why Hulk doesn't scare me, because there's no slow crawl up. They shoot you right up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So it's just immediately you're just going.
I think the safest roller coaster, or the safest I've ever felt on a roller coaster, is nitro.
Yeah. Oh, I totally feel safe. And
there's
that's
a couple.
My favorite roller coaster, probably of all time.
There's a couple types that are exactly like the same roller coaster as nitro, and I could tell it's that roller coaster because there's just this sense of like security on the ride, and it's just like. It's also very fun. It's one of those that don't make me want to pass out.
It's so fun.
But that's one of the rides at Six Flags, if anyone's like, what the hell is Nitro?
Great Adventure.
Great Adventure, thank you.
The thing that John is afraid of on big roller coasters like that is different. He's afraid that the ride will get broken down, like, at the height of the tall, like, before a drop, and that he'll have to get evacuated from there and have to, like, get out of the ride vehicle from way up in the air.
I am definitely scared of that, too.
It's not something that I used to be scared of, but as soon as John put that thought in my
mind, head,
now it's like, okay. Which is why he refuses to go on the Rock It roller coaster at Universal, because of that big...
That drop. You have, like, the hill you have to climb down.
So I'm certain he wouldn't go on King Ka.
King Ka's not that bad.
No, but it's the highest roller. What do you mean? When you're scared of that specifically, King Ka is the worst one.
I don't feel with King Ka though. I don't. Every time I've ever heard of King Ka getting like broken, I've never seen
anyone get
stuck
up
top because of
the
way
the
hill is.
But I don't think it's a logical fear where he knows that it's happened before and is scared of it. It's just the thought that it could happen that he's scared
of. We got stuck one time, I think it was at Dorney Park on one of those lift hills. And oh my God, my mother was like going nuts. She was like hyperventilating. She was so scared.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, relax, we'll be good. And it was just like the little hill going up to start the ride.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes went by and we were fine.
There's
But like when you're up in the air at different various points that aren't like where they have the stairs clearly next to you, that's where I would get very anxious.
Yeah.
Oh God. Gives me chills. Okay. So the next one that I wanted to discuss happened on my dad's birthday.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. August 29th, 1981, a 19-year-old woman from Philadelphia was found to have been slumped over in her seat. Could you imagine? So she was slumped over in her seat when the train returned back to the station. She was taken to the Freehold Area Hospital, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. An autopsy revealed that she choked to death from suffering aspiration of gastric contents during the time when riding the coaster.
She inhaled her vomit.
Yeah.
And it killed her.
Yeah.
On a roller coaster.
Yeah. But could you imagine?
She died in the middle of the ride, and then the ride ended and came to its exit point, and she was just dead.
That's what I'm saying. Could you imagine?
Still
like,
strapped
you know
in.
How when you're waiting in line and there's like little gates that go to open and the people, could you imagine you're gonna get on that row and then all of a sudden this person's like,
and that's not the ride
laughing.
Malfunctioning, that's
no.
not something went horribly wrong with the ride and it killed her, like
it was all,
this could happen to anyone. Don't eat cheese fries before you go on a ride. Don't eat anything that might make you throw up.
I guess I just
don't eat anything at Six Flags Great Adventure.
How do you choke on your own vomit, though? Did it come
because,
out?
I mean,
and
just,
then she caught up to it.
Well, no, I mean, just think about like how fast you're going. Like if it just comes up, and you're being hit with all the force.
That's what I'm saying. Did it like come out and then it come like shot
but
back?
But vomit
into,
doesn't necessarily have to have come out
I'm
of her mouth.
I'm thinking projectile.
You know what I mean?
I'm thinking like projectile.
But I feel like
exorcist.
I feel like more likely it would just have come up into her mouth and then because of the extreme force she's
like
breathing heavily and just like breathes it right back
goes
in,
down the wrong pipe
rather than it coming out and getting slurped back in. I don't think that happened.
I'm thinking exorcist style. But I think also, like,
Especially if it happened right as there was, like, a big drop or a loop or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
And then she, like, gets thrown and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, like, I'm thinking of, like, it goes down the wrong pipe and then, like, you ever, like, swallow, like, your stomach acid, like, comes up and it burns the shit out of your esophagus?
Exactly.
I'm thinking that times, like,
but, like,
20.
Full vomit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
That must have been really painful and terrifying,
I know. Could you imagine? I wonder if there was anyone next to them.
Yeah, maybe, like, what, yeah, like, was she on that ride, like, with her friend or, like, something that she died right next
to her?
That's
the thing, and that's the part that bothers me with all of these, like, and I love covering, like, the deaths. Disney was kind of great because Disney really explained, like, a lot of the deaths that happened. But everywhere else so far that we've talked about deaths, a lot of things are not explained.
Well, it's because they're not as much in the public eye
that's
as
true.
Disney.
100%.
So they probably were asked less questions.
That's the thing. So it's like, there's so many factors that I just want to... Like, what was going on? Like, I just want to know more because I guess it helps you kind of find closure on the situation more. Yeah. Not that we really need closure. We don't know these people.
But we could have.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, it's also like, I would like to know what happened. And obviously that wasn't something that was, you know, due to Six Flags being neglectful or anything like that.
But that's like what's more scary about
I feel like, you know. Like these places that are supposed to be so happy and so fun and like, you know, just happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
You could die there. And like the same thing with the haunted house. Like you're just going into a haunted house. You don't know it's going to fucking catch on fire.
I know.
You know what I mean? Or your harness is going to open and you're just going to fall out. Like, oh my God. Oh my God, my brain just goes to like their last moments before getting on the ride. Like they have no idea what's coming next.
No, they're just having a fun day.
Right?
Like
that's what blows
my
mind.
And we're theme park people, so like we think about a day at a theme park as like one of our best days.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I don't think about like this next step I'm about to take is going to be my last step.
Right.
Of my life.
Like you got engaged at Disney.
Yeah.
Like what if on that day that you got engaged at your favorite place in the world.
Yeah.
Something.
On my birthday.
Something crazy like that happened and you just choked to death on your own vomit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this could have been that day for her.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Not that Six Flags is the same thing as Disneyland.
No,
but, like,
I know what you mean, though.
I don't know.
That's it blows my mind.
Me too.
It really does. Do you have any other non-worker-related deaths? Because these are all my non-worker-related deaths.
No, but there was an injury that... The guy who suffered the injury was from New Providence, New Jersey.
Oh, yes, yes, I have that. I have that. At the end, I have a couple those non-death but injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the New Providence one. I was like,
I wanted
throw
to talk
that
about
it
just because he was from New Providence, and I technically lived there.
Yeah.
My first apartment was both in Summit and New Providence at the same time.
It was right on the border.
It was right on the border, and the listed address, I always forget which was which. I think the listed address was Summit, but... All of our utilities were New Providence.
Huh. That's really strange.
Yes.
How?
Because it's right on the border. So, like, wherever the territories are marked, I guess, crosses over.
That's true. That makes sense.
But, yeah, so I lived in New Providence, even though I actually lived in Summit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, basically. They are. Did you want to talk about those now, or did you want to go into the worker-related deaths?
Yeah, if you want to. That was the only other one that I had.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see. Let's do the worker-related ones, just to get that out.
The first death ever at Great Adventure was a worker.
Yes.
And for some reason, when I read this, the very first thing that came to mind was that movie, The 10 People You Meet in Heaven. Did you ever see it?
No.
The one guy... Like, that's how he died. He was, like, a maintenance guy on a ride. Yeah.
Really?
And for some reason, like, when I started reading this, like, that was just the image that I had in my head. I haven't seen that movie in, I don't
even
know.
Do you think that might have been, like, based off of this person? I mean, there's definitely been many.
I don't know when that book was written.
Yeah.
Because it was a book first.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, what the timing.
This happened in 1977.
Yeah.
August 16th, 1977.
But the book could have easily been written
before that, yeah.
I don't think it was, though. I feel like it was newer. But I don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, so a 24-year-old mechanic who was trying to repair a ride. It didn't say what ride, unless you have that information.
He was from Barnegat.
Do you have the ride that he was trying to repair?
The Skyride cable car.
Ah, okay. So, he got caught in the drive wheel when one of the cars suddenly began to move.
It suddenly started revolving as he was working
on
it.
That reminds me of in Disney, the, America Sings Death.
Oh, yeah.
When the girl got caught in between the wall.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. God. It's like, how does those things just start?
I know.
Like, that's where I get weirdly paranormal. That's what I'm saying.
Or evil animatronics come to life.
Don't even get me started.
Or the flesh monster.
I was going to say, do you want me to read that Reddit story again? Because no. I will whip it out. No. I really will.
Because it was only creepy at first, and then it quickly became, oh, God, this is a stupid story.
I know. You're like, oh, wow, so compelling. And then you're like,
flesh. And then, like, wait, a flesh monster?
Oh, and then remember it was like, hop. Hop, hop.
And everywhere he went, he would just leave bits of flesh everywhere.
And post-it notes. Don't forget that. Post-it notes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The post-it notes were the best part.
Was that like, got a little wild.
Where was it holding the post-it notes if it was just
in his flesh pocket, obviously. He's like a kangaroo. He's got, like, a pouch. A
little flesh pouch.
And he keeps his post-its in there. I wonder what kind of pens he uses.
No wonder why you said hop, 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 because he's a little kangaroo. They thought it was a bunny, but it's actually a kangaroo.
It's actually a kangaroo the whole time.
Little Joey pouch. Oh, my God.
Oh, he could blend in really nicely on a Winnie the Pooh ride.
Oh, my God.
He could just be Roo.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying. Like, especially, like, the trippy part of the Winnie the Pooh ride, where it's, like, the heffalumps and stuff like that.
I love that ride.
I do, too. So I do, too. But, it's like, really good. That could be very demonic if you really
could
think
be.
About it.
Absolutely could be.
Yeah, so that's very true. Like, it could have been an angry animatronic, mm-hmm. a haunted animatronic, a ghost, or, like remember the one guy at Disney who asked the it was also the cable car.
Yeah.
And the people there that were leaving accidentally turned it on.
Yep.
So that could have just been the case with this. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, I wish there was more information because it
or
doesn't...
Or you know how some of the rides are... controlled by, like, a key or something.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the key was jammed, and, like, when he turned it off, it didn't, like, click all the way, and it just, like, fell back into place. You know
that
what I mean? Like,
the scariest
anything
thing.
Like that,
yeah.
Like, small little things could have gone wrong that made it turn on.
That is the scariest thing. That's so scary. I just want closure. I just want to know why.
Or maybe some dumb kid accidentally slammed it.
Yeah.
Slammed the button on button.
Hit it with his elbow or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, so then the next worker-related death was on August 16th, 1981. Mm-hmm. A 20-year-old park employee from Middletown fell to his death from the Rolling Thunder roller coaster during a routine test run. The investigation that was conducted by the New Jersey Labor Department concluded that the man may have not secured himself with the safety bar.
Yeah.
Like, how are you... How are you the one that's supposed to be securing people into the rides, not securing yourself in when you're testing the ride?
So the quote from this Asbury Park Press article on app.com that I found was they determined that he assumed an unauthorized riding position that did not make use of safety restraints.
What the fuck does that mean?
Unauthorized riding position?
What,
was
he
sitting
backwards? Reverse cowgirl.
Or do they just mean he didn't put the, like, bar down?
Was he standing up, like, holding on like this? Like, I don't understand. Was he trying to be a jackass? I don't mean to talk ill of the
But
dad.
It also kind of sounds like one of those cop-outs where they were trying to, like...
That's true.
...make it his fault so
That's
that it's
true.
Not their fault.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I just can't... I can't... My brain cannot wrap around the fact that they did not make use of the safety restraints. Like, how do you not do that?
Like, he just didn't use the bar or whatever it was.
And it's like... And that's the thing, too. Like, it also doesn't... Does your article, because my information doesn't say, oh, he fell. Okay, so what's...
Yeah, he fell.
But I don't think Rolling Thunder is there anymore.
I don't think it is either.
And I don't know if Rolling Thunder had any loops. So if it didn't have any loops, I want to know how he fell.
Yeah, but if it has a drop, it's going fast.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
he's
like,
not restrained.
That, like, just like that Action Park G-Force thing where it's like,
yeah.
You're going to a drop and this is going this
or
way.
Or even
your
if
body
it has, like,
is,
a sharp turn or something, you know?
Yeah, you can slide right out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do get whipped around quite often in those rides.
Exactly.
If I did not have a safety, I'd fly out like a piece of paper, like a plastic bag drifting through the wind.
Like that movie, American Beauty.
I was thinking more of Katy Perry.
She probably got that from American Beauty.
Probably, yeah.
That's definitely just, I feel bad because I don't mean to be like, why wouldn't you do that? But also at the same time, it was just like, dude.
Yeah.
That's even scarier to think about. Like, this employee died because of this neglect that they inflicted on themselves. Like, yep. How many other people could have been affected by their neglect if they didn't even strap themselves in?
I don't know.
You know? I don't know. It just bothers me. It bothers me. Because, like, a lot of these theme parks, especially around here, like, Chris Gethard says, they're run by kids. They are all run by children, man. Yep. I mean, yeah, you have to be, like, I think you have to be 16 or 17 to work.
But that's a fucking kid.
But, yeah, that's still
a kid. I was an idiot when I was 16 years old.
Oh, my God, I know.
I'm an idiot now. Oh, we do have one other. The other stabbing incident that happened on the Easter Sunday prior to the one that I discussed before.
Easter Sunday. So, it's got to be something religious.
This happened in 1986, so 1 year exactly from the 87 one. Three parkgoers were stabbed in two separate stabbing incidents,
yeah.
Including attempted robbery.
Yeah. Like, what was going on? Like, what? I my brain.
It was the fucking 80s in Jackson, New Jersey.
You know, I'm surprised there wasn't any deaths at the animal, the jungle, like the safari ride.
Yeah, I didn't see any.
There is none, especially even
I'm
like
surprised
when you were allowed to like ride your car personally through it back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised that nothing happened.
I know.
Because if you've heard of Jungle Habitat, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we should do a Jungle Habitat one.
Sure,
like,
really good.
That's what I'm thinking of, where there's monkeys jumping on your car. At least someone could have sustained some sort of injury. I didn't see a single injury.
Yeah.
I was appalled. I was waiting for that. I was like, are you kidding me? Nothing. Not a single monkey.
Glad, though.
I mean, I'm glad that monkey didn't get hurt. But I would love to see a person get punched in the face by a monkey.
But there was a Harambe incident,
that's
you know?
True.
There was nothing like that that happened.
That's true, yeah. Because then at that point, unfortunately, the animal would be at fault. And I don't want any animals getting wrongly accused.
No.
All right. So then the next death was... 2017, September 1st. I remember when this happened. I worked at Summit Medical Group, and I would, like, religiously read NJ.com, and I remember this headline. A 19-year-old male worker was struck by a lift truck as he was stringing lights near the park fountain, which was, like, in the center when you enter the park.
Mm-hmm.
He was taken to the hospital and later died of his injuries. But again... how are you struck by a lift truck?
Yeah.
Was someone not paying attention? Did it not park? Like, I need to know more.
I know.
It sucks. It really bothers me. And I just wish these details were more so, like, so you can, like, I think that's just maybe the true crime person in me, that
yeah,
I just want to figure
details.
It out.
Yeah.
I want to have it like, okay, this is why this happened. Because at the same time, like, yes, this is a park-related death, non-park-related death. Happened in the park but wasn't due to the park, so
right.
I want to know what it was due to. Could it have been someone who was overexhausted from working so much due to the park, or was it just like the truck that they had been given malfunctioned kind of thing, you
yeah.
know?
I don't know.
God, it literally keeps me up at night.
I get it. Why do you like theme parks?
I don't know. I really don't know. That's just like, I don't get it. Anyways, so then, do you have any other...
I have one more death.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't have any...
It's not a human death,
okay.
So trigger warning.
Okay.
To all those who don't like to hear about animals getting hurt.
Oh, no. Oh, I know this one.
I just felt like he deserved the respect of us mentioning him.
I agree 100%.
So, on July 15th, 2012...
This is the most death... No, I'm not going to say that. That's unsaid. Go on.
A goose was trapped in the ride in the ride's conveyor belt of Congo Rapids ride.
Yeah.
Park staff stopped the belt to prevent the rafts from going any further, but the goose was killed instantly once the ride continued to operate.
I know. First of all, but the way that it's worded,
they didn't try to get him out before they turned it back on.
I was gonna say, it seems like they stopped it
just to make sure that people didn't get hurt. Like, that's why they stopped it. And then, as soon as the rafts were, like, in fine array, they just let it go again.
Yeah, and, like, the goose was clearly stuck.
I know!
So, like, it was like, if you weren't getting the goose out, that's still going to cause a problem because if you run it over, things can get all jammed up in the mechanics
all underneath. They had to do, they already shut down the ride.
Yeah.
Evacuate everybody from the ride.
Yeah.
And call an animal control and have them safely remove the goose.
Exactly. There was no reason that any innocent blood should have been shed.
I'm going to name him Hector.
Hector.
And I think we should have a moment of silence for Hector.
I thought you were about to say a memorial.
We should.
We're going to Six Flags. We're going to put a memorial at the Congo River Rapids.
No, I'd just like to... Well, maybe we should do that.
I would...
But right now, I would just like to say a nice word about Hector and then have a moment of silence.
Okay, go ahead. So,
dear Hector, from your friends at the Confessions of a Disney Goth podcast, I'm really sorry that the neglectful Great Adventure workers didn't save your life that fateful day. You were a great goose, I'm sure, yeah. And I'm sorry I didn't know you.
And you just, that day wasn't your day.
Wasn't your day.
But you'll never be forgotten.
And you've moved on to a better place.
Better than this plane that we're on right now.
Exactly. So, yeah. Moment of silence for Hector.
Bow your head.
All right. Okay. I think that was nice. I think Hector would have been proud.
Alabama man. I think I'm saying your name right. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would love to go to Six Flags and put a memorial there for Hector.
We should.
I would. I'm not even kidding.
Maybe we should just write a post.
A little pack of flesh.
I'll cut off one of my fingers.
Oh, God, no.
And I'll tape it next to a post-it. It'll be great.
God, no, poor little Hector.
I know, poor Hector.
All right, so let's hop on over to a lighter portion, which was non-death related injuries at the park, worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
So at the top, I'm just going to give you these two because I understand that someone got injured and it's hard because someone got hurt. But mm-hmm. man, these are just freaking funny. Okay, so, yeah. Where is it? Here we go. On July 26th, 2012, a 12-year-old boy from Howell Township was struck in the face by a bird while riding...
It was Hector's mom.
looking for... Oh, that makes me sad. While riding, I think it was King Ka. It just says the roller coaster, but I'm pretty sure it was King Ka. He was taken to a nearby hospital and suffered minor injuries. So, could you just imagine? You're up that high.
I do remember hearing about this.
And you go down, and all of a sudden, you get struck in the face. Wait.
I think they talked about it on Podcast The Ride, actually. No.
Okay. Oh, my God. I have to show you this. There is a ride or a video of, you know, Fabio?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Fabio was hit in the face of the bird on the roller coaster.
And I remember them talking about that on Podcast The Ride, too. Yes.
And when the video, there's video of him coming back into the state of his car. Like, and his
Do you remember what
face
park he
is
was
all
at?
Bloody. I don't know.
I remember.
I saw it not too long ago. I can look it up again.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, though. But
yeah, I don't remember.
His face was all bloody. And he was just, like, wiping his hair back.
That's the most ridiculous story ever. Like, that didn't happen. Fabio.
To Fabio, like out of all
people,
he got
feathers in his long, luscious locks.
Out of all freaking people, it happened to Fabio. Like, why the hell?
That's so funny.
I don't understand. Okay, so then the next one, kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? So on August 19th. 2016, a woman was injured after being struck in the face by an unknown object. So I don't know if it was a bird or not.
Maybe someone's, you know, wallet or something flying out of their pocket.
While riding El Toro, sorry, I couldn't think of the word. She was treated by the park medical staff before being taken to a local hospital for further evaluation. The attraction reopened the next day after park officials fully inspected the ride to make sure that it was running safely. So I guess it wasn't like a part on the ride. I don't know what it was.
It was probably something from someone's pocket. Like, that's why they tell you to empty your
pockets
because that could happen.
They are really sticklers, too, about that. Like, you have to get a locker for pretty much every single ride.
Yeah, at Universal, too. On the Hulk, they even make you go through metal detectors and stuff.
But you know what I like about Universal is the fact that all
the lockers are free.
Yeah. Yeah. Six Flags makes you pay for every single locker. And if you don't want to move, like, to pay for another locker, you have to walk all the way back to that locker after, you know, you've done your day at the park. I know. It's aggravating.
Like, the way Universal does it makes sense because, like, if you want to keep your stuff in the same locker all day, then you can pay for it.
Yes.
But if you want to just use it while you're riding, it's free for however long of the time.
Yes.
So it's like, why wouldn't Six Flags do that?
I think Six
Flags...
They're
just trying to make money.
I'm pretty sure Six Flags is the only one that makes you pay... I don't even think Dorney Park makes you pay for your locker. Because I know they've made me put stuff in a locker, and I'm pretty sure Six Flags is the only one. Hershey Park, I know, doesn't make you pay. I'm like, are you serious?
So stupid.
And it's not cheap.
I know.
It's expensive. Okay. So then I have another one. Oh, okay. So on September 13th, 2015, a girl from Gibbstown, New Jersey was injured.
What's that?
I don't know. I think it's South Jersey.
Probably.
When her safety restraints came undone on El Diablo, which... If you've been to the Italian festival, it's the fireball.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a circular ride, and you're just in a little cart that just goes in a circle, and it's super fucking nauseating.
Yeah, no thanks on
It's
that
a
one.
Glorified carnival ride.
Yeah.
Glorified carnival ride. Right. So basically, her safety restraints came undone as the ride started. She exited the ride, and it was shut down for technical difficulties. 2 years later, in 2017, her family filed a lawsuit to the park claiming the staff didn't check her harness again before they were secure, and the ride is no longer at the park, apparently. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
The last time we were there, it was there. So
when, that was, like, years ago now.
That was, like, I want to say 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I feel like it was, maybe 3 years ago.
I feel like it was actually two.
I think it was
this past year, I just forget.
It doesn't feel like it happened.
So it's like maybe it was 3 years ago.
I think
ago.
It was 3 years.
But even still, 3 years ago, we got to go back and investigate what took its spot. Because I remember it was like, that's a fairly new ride. Like, I remember when the ride itself was unveiled.
Yeah.
Because it has it had a devilish statue in front of the ride. Yeah. And now all of a sudden it's gone already, and that's 2017.
Well, the sick human in me
3 years ago
wants to go to Six Flags really badly after having this conversation.
Yeah, no, I do too. I do too, because I want to be able to be like, oh my God, it happened here. You know what I mean? Like, I really would like to find out where the haunted house was so we can go over to that area.
Yeah.
I want to ghost hunt. I wish we could be there at night. Damn, we should. There was that drive through the park at night.
Oh, yeah.
We could have just hopped right out of our cars. Cool. There are some eerie parts of Six Flags, especially that whole back area where that giant lake, and I could just see that giant lake monster thing from Jurassic Park living. Could you imagine
Don't
that?
Say those kinds of things to me, Amanda.
I know. Like, seriously, though, there are some eerie...
That gave me some serious
Wiggles,
chills.
Wiggles Land?
Ew.
They still have Wiggles Land, but it's not called Wiggles Land anymore.
Wiggles are creepy.
I know. I love Skull Mountain, though. It's in that area. I think that's probably
like
one of my
Mountain
favorite
too.
Roller coasters. Mm-hmm. It gives me those similar to like, Disney Universal vibes.
Yeah, because it's
like
got, like,
theming,
some theming.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
I can't... I think I've been spoiled by Disney
we
and Universal.
Been. 100%.
I can't just go to a normal theme park if there is no theming around
I
the
just
rides.
Remember, like, when we went last time, John and I just kept saying, like, this just... It feels like a tease.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, almost the
it's
same.
It's not quite
but it's
there.
Just not there.
That's how I felt about King's Dominion.
Yeah.
It was, like, a knockoff of everything, and it just felt strange.
Yeah.
It felt like you were in an alternate Disney, like, reality.
Yeah.
And universal reality. It was very, very weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so then do you want to talk about the last one that I have is the New Providence one. So
if my notes are really out of order, and I don't know that I'll be able to find it again.
Oh, so. I have it right here.
Yeah. Oh, I just found it.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Fate.
I don't like that the way that they wrote it on Wikipedia referred to him as a 19-year-old man because a 19-year-old is not
is a boy.
A man.
It's a boy.
Yeah. But a 19-year-old from New Providence suffered severe injuries and remained in critical condition at Central State Medical Center after falling 50 feet from the ride. So this was on, what ride was that? crap.
It was
Rolling Thunder.
Yes.
So
I guess Rolling Thunder is still there then.
This happened in 1990.
Oh yeah, duh.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
I didn't say that. Police and park officials claimed that he and another person that were both on board the train were sitting in, tried to stand up when it curved around part of its track. The ride remained closed until being fully inspected by state officials to make sure that it was up and running again.
That gives me such people mover vibes.
It's very much like death vibes. But imagine being his friend that also stood up.
Yeah.
That didn't die.
Yeah. He didn't die. He just got...
He got severely injured.
But, like, why? What possesses you to stand up on a ride, dude?
They're teenagers. And that's, again, why do you call him a man? He's doing something like this because he's a fucking child. Kid.
Yeah, exactly. You're a
he's
child.
He's probably showing off for a girl
down below.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, no, that's some bull. I just don't understand what would possess you to, especially on a roller coaster. Like, I mean, like I just mentioned before, that gives me People Mover vibes. Like, People Mover is a slow moving ride. But if people on the People Mover got killed because of things that they did, like standing up or trying mm-hmm. to jump from a car to a car.
Yeah.
And that goes like 2 miles an hour. Imagine going on, standing up on a roller coaster. There's G-forces, dude.
Why would you do that?
I don't understand. I mean, I'm glad that they didn't die. I hope it serves him right. It's a lesson. Serves you right, pal. What would you say is the most messed up, scariest park? I don't know.
Disney.
Yeah, there's a lot that we don't know of, and it's so vast and so big that I think that's, I wouldn't say it's scary, I just definitely think it's messed up.
Agreed.
But.
Probably one in, like, another country, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, think about that crazy ride in that China park.
Exactly.
Like, that's the scariest, most messed up thing at all.
Anyone who thinks
3,000 feet in the air on top of a giant statue, moving animatronic, like, no.
No, thank you.
No, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. I just, if whoever thought of that and thought it was a good idea has a lot of explaining to do.
I agree. Got some splaining to do.
You got some splaining to do. What is that from? Is that from Hey Arnold?
It's from I Love Lucy.
Oh.
I'm sure they, like, repeated it on other things.
No, I'm thinking of Hey Arnold because I'm thinking of the one guy, you keep the money.
Oh, yeah.
I think, what was that guy's? I can't even think of the guy's name. Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
It's the same.
Oscar?
Like, yes, Oscar. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Well, I guess that really wraps up the deaths at Great Adventure. Specifically, Great Adventure. Not all of Disney.
Or Six Flags.
Disney.
Not other
Could
Six Flags.
Could you tell parts. That I'm a little bit tired today?
Yeah, me too.
It definitely does not, you know, there is some horrific death, as we mentioned before, that we thought happened specifically at Great Adventure that didn't, mm-hmm. but it was another Six Flags park.
Yeah. Yeah, we could have a whole podcast just dedicated to deaths at each individual
parks.
Six Flags
specifically. Oh, yeah. That would
They
that
all have long lists.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So we could do this for, like, the next year, just one park at a time.
I have to say, though, I am kind of, like, happy to hear that, or at least see that a lot of these incidences have died out in our age. Like, our years.
Right, it has gotten safer.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm glad to see that, you know, everyone makes a mistake here and there,
and we can
happen.
Attribute a lot of this to the carelessness of the 80s,
exactly.
specifically.
100%.
Yeah.
There was I think I literally wrote
everyone
here,
was doing cocaine. Nobody was paying attention to
I
anything.
Said, like we said before, the 80s were like the Wild West.
Yeah.
You didn't know what you were going to get.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. But yeah, so if you enjoyed this and you want to hear more, please be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you like to listen to. Mm-hmm. We're on all of them. I'm almost 100% sure.
Of the ones that Anchor sent us to.
That's
which
true.
I'm pretty sure is all of them.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And what was else I was going to say?
You can follow us on Instagram.
That one.
@ DisneyGothPod. And you can also email us. @ DisneyGothPod@gmail.com.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Yeah, we just had concluded, this is our first episode outside of, like, our kind of phobias series that we did. We're obviously would love to do more, but for now we're kind of putting like a little
pin in that.
Yeah, I was gonna say hat.
Putting a hat on
little
it.
Little hat on that.
It's a tiny little hat.
A little stop motion. For the phobias, just because like we wanted to discuss other things and we didn't want to bombard everyone with phobias every week.
Yeah.
But that was definitely something that I really, really love doing.
Yeah.
So fun. I would love to, you know, dive deeper and see theme what park other
related
phobias. Yeah, I would love to see. So if anyone has any suggestions, please be sure to email us them or comment on our Instagram. You can DM us on Instagram. Any suggestions? If there's
like a crazy theme park near where you live that we've never heard of before, like tell us about
it. Yeah, like an action park type of theme park where it was just like...
Or just something weird in some way that might be interested in. Let us know.
Yeah, because we love a strange, like weird New Jersey type theme park kind of thing. Not just in New Jersey, obviously. But so I'm literally at a loss for words of where we can go from here.
End the podcast.
Do you really? I feel like it's so short though.
It's an hour long.
I know, but usually we're almost like 2 hours. I feel like we haven't done enough.
Well, I do have news that I can share.
Okay, share it.
So John and I are 100%, 99%. Definitely going to Universal in June for the next Orlando Informer meetup.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have not bought the Orlando Informer tickets yet. We almost did it today before I came here, but we're not sure if we want to get two nights or just the one night ticket. Mm-hmm. But I already took the days off of work and John already booked the flight.
Oh, wow.
So unless like things with COVID are still really bad then.
Yeah, no, I don't think they should be.
Which, yeah, we're hoping that it will be fine.
Yeah.
We will be going.
Awesome.
We're going to go Friday through Sunday. So I already took the Friday off, and then I have the Monday and Tuesday off the following week anyway. So it's going to be, we're not going to stay, we're just going to come back on Sunday, but then I'll have like
you have 2 days to recoup.
Yes. So we're going to go for the meetup, and we're also going to get park tickets. We're not sure where we're going to stay yet, but Orlando Informer does, like...
discounts, right?
Discounts on hotels, yeah. So...
Oh, we could do a nice, lovely, like, first time back at a theme park episode when
you go. I
hope
it happens. I mean,
think it will.
I think that things will be better, but we'll both likely have already gotten vaccinated by
Yeah,
then,
I think you'll be... I think... And I know, you know, Universal's been really great with everything, so I think I should be fine. I saw that they just announced Beetlejuice again for this year's Halloween Horror Nights.
I saw that.
Which I, with, like, fingers crossed, really hopefully will be able to be at. Cause
we were saying we want to go. We want to try to go, even if we just go for a weekend, like a Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be there for a week. So we're going to do Universal and Halloween Horror Nights. So I'm super excited that I actually get to experience the Beetlejuice house and stuff this year. That was, like, really devastating that I saw that was last year. But, I mean, obviously, you know, with everything happened, not many people really did get to enjoy it. So I'm glad that they brought it back. And I hope they bring back a lot of the houses they were supposed to do.
Me too.
Because they were
I'm
really
sure they
good.
Will because I'm sure they already put a lot of money into a lot
exactly.
of them.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why they did the Beetlejuice tribute store because they already, like, paid for all that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly,
so they had to do something with it.
And the house, they did do, like, a daytime Beetlejuice like walkthrough house and it looked like so awesome.
Yeah.
So I really I'm excited. I'm like putting good vibes out there. We'll be able to go.
I think that we'll be able to go. I think that things are gonna be okay.
Yeah, I think so too.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
In other news, on a similar note, they just announced that California's restrictions
I saw that too.
Are likely going to make it so that theme parks can reopen by April 1st, which is my cousin's birthday, who lives in California.
I did read more
can
on that.
Can you imagine if they reopen on her birthday?
That would be... I would go. I would go for my birthday.
I think she's going to be in Florida visiting her mom at that time, but still.
I read that as of right now, Disney hasn't confirmed that they will definitely be opening, but as of right now, they're... Any indoor rides would not be allowed, but
indoor dining.
Yes, and there's certain precautions, like if a ride starts out outside and then like goes inside for a brief period of time. Sorry, I have a stray hair. For a brief period of time, they will like it's got to follow some sort of guidelines. Mm-hmm. But that's a step.
And like Christina's been saying this whole time, like just to be able to go and like be there.
Yeah,
it's like
they
all
are. They are doing, like, a...
Only
like,
at California Adventure.
Yeah, like, not a at food Disneyland. Kind of thing, though. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not the same.
No, California Adventure doesn't have as much charm as Disneyland
Yeah,
does.
It doesn't have the same, like, Disney magic.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah. But Radiator Springs, I have to say, is a freaking magical place.
I'm not saying it's not a good park. It's no. just not the same,
yeah,
you
no.
know.
I know exactly what you mean. It's But it's a step in the right direction, so I'm Agreed. Hoping that means... Yes. Good things, especially because there's so many people that, like, didn't have work because of that, that
yeah.
would be able to work again.
So many people.
So,
yeah.
hopefully, keeping my fingies crossed.
I agree.
I can't wait.
And we're going to have a good boy jamboree before you know it.
You can have fun with that. Although, they don't have the country bears at Disneyland anymore.
No, but...
Oh, I was like, what was that? I got so scared. Thank you.
But Podcast The Ride said that they're going to
have
a good
boy
jamboree.
Yeah, well, it's going to be
so
a,
I'm gonna have it
a
with
hoot
them.
Nanny. Everyone all going into the park.
Exactly.
It's a hoot nan.
We're going to have a hoot nan.
Hoot nan.
And I definitely want to go to California soon, too, once the parks are reopened, because we still have flight credits for
yeah,
Alaska.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
So
I did see that it was saying that California, it was mainly going to be open to just only California residents
at first. Yeah.
But as soon as it opens up, you should know. Get your ass on a plane. You deserve a vacation.
I need
you do
a vacation. It's
you do.
Way too long.
I know. You
but
really do.
A long weekend in June to Florida will be nice.
Yeah,
too.
No, I
so
100% agree.
Hopefully nothing happens that makes that not happen.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll see.
All right, well, I guess that about concludes this episode then.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed to get an extra 5 minutes with you.
Concluding.
We're
sorry.
Tooting, concluding.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to get my ass out of here.
Oh, boy.
We'll end it on that. Hurry back.
Hurry back.